From the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania, comes the Living Truth Radio Broadcast. Hi, I'm Jim O'Brien, and it's a delight for us to be invited into your day with another edition of the Living Truth. In a few moments, the founder and president of the Way of Truth Ministries, Dr. Gary Dull, will present another practical study from God's Word, the Bible. To contact us with a prayer request or information about this ministry, I'll return to give our contact information at the end of this broadcast. But now, here's Pastor Gary with his study for today.
Well, thank you, Jim O'Brien, and greetings, dear friends, in the precious name of our wonderful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What a joy it is to come to you with another edition of the Living Truth Radio program, originating from our studios here at the Way of Truth Ministries in Altoona, Pennsylvania. Truly, I do thank you very, very much for the pleasure of your company. You know, I thank the Lord for the fact that I was brought up in a local church. In fact, I always have loved the local church. From the time that I can remember as a child, my parents took me off to church, Sunday school, morning service, evening service, Wednesday night, Bible school, missions conferences, revival meetings, you name it, I was there. And I got to the place where I truly loved the local church. As a matter of fact, when I was a child going to school, I could remember actually daydreaming about church. And particularly, if we had a special week of meetings going on at our local church, and back in those days, we would have revival meetings that would go for 2 weeks. And I can remember daydreaming about going to church that night and just being together with other Christians. And I'll tell you, that desire to be at church has not ever ceased. I love the local church today, just like I did years ago as a child, looking forward to going to various church services. In fact, I suppose I could say that I love the local church more today than ever before. I've often called myself a churchman, simply because of the fact that I love the church, I believe in the church, and I think that the church of Jesus Christ is the answer to the problems of the world today. And I say that simply because of the fact that Paul, in writing to Timothy in 1 Timothy chapter 3, tells us that the church is the pillar and the ground of the truth. Are you familiar with that passage of Scripture? Well, it's 1 Timothy chapter 3 and verse 15, where Paul says, But if I tarry long, that thou mayest know how thou oughtest to behave thyself in the house of God, which is the church of the living God, the pillar and the ground of the truth. Obviously, when we are talking about the truth, we are talking about God's truth. And it is the church that is the pillar and the ground of the truth. It's the church that has the message of the gospel. It is the church that has the message of salvation. It is the church that has the message of Jesus Christ. And it is the church that has down through the years changed the world. And it is the church that today could change our country and every country on the face of the earth if indeed the church would live up to God's expectations. And when I'm talking about the church, I'm talking about the local church, the church in your town where you attend, the church in my town where I attend. The local church is God's plan for this dispensation to reveal the truth of the Word of God. And yet we find that we are living in a time when people are forsaking the church. And they've been doing that for a number of years. Over the last 25 or 30 years, church attendance here in the United States of America has been on the downward trend. And I suppose that unless God brings a revival in local churches all across this country and in the lives of Christians all across this country, and might I say, unless the Lord works and brings souls to Christ more and more across this country, I fully believe that we are going to see church attendance to continue to go down and down and down. And that's sad. I've talked to Christians down through the years who have said to me, you know, you do not need to go to church to be a Christian. And I would agree to that. But I will go so far as to say that a good Christian will go to church. A Christian who loves the Lord will go to church. I've often heard people say, well, I can worship the Lord myself at home. And that's true. You can do that. And I trust that every one of us worship the Lord 6 days a week at home, as well as on that seventh day. But you see, when it comes to the first day of the week, as Christians, we should be together with others of like precious faith and not forsake the assembly. That's the Word of God. That's the truth of the Scriptures. Down through the years, I've heard people say, well, God never tells us in His Word to go to church. Well, I believe He does. And the answer to that question, if you were going to answer it or ask it today, does God tell us to go to church? The answer is found in Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, where it says this, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. That is a verse of Scripture that tells us as Christians that we should be involved in the local church. We should not forsake the local church. We should attend the local church, and we should do what we can by the grace of God to support the local church. And so this week on the program, we are going to be talking about do not forsake the church. And you know, it's interesting as we come into the context of Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 25, that there is great teaching in the context, beginning particularly with the first verse of Hebrews chapter 10, that teaches us that the work of the Lord Jesus Christ on the cross was far superior than the sacrifices of the Levitical system back in the Old Testament. In fact, back in the Old Testament, the Levitical system, the sacrifices that were offered under the Levitical system, simply was a shadow of the work of the Lord Jesus Christ to come. And back in the Old Testament, the sacrifices that were offered then simply covered over the sins of the people, whereas the work of the Lord Jesus Christ takes away the sins of those who call upon His name and ask Him to save them. And so this entire context of Hebrews chapter 10 lays for us the foundation as to why we should be involved in the church. Let me, if I may, begin to read with you at verse 10, right down through verse 25 of Hebrews chapter 10, and listen to this aspect of the context, where it's talking about the work of the Lord Jesus Christ, and it says, by the which will we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. And every high priest standeth daily ministering and offering ofttimes the same sacrifices, which can never take away sins. But this man, that would be Christ, after he had offered one sacrifice for sins forever, sat down on the right hand of God, from henceforth expecting till his enemies be made his footstool. For by one offering he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Whereof the Holy Ghost also is a witness to us, for after that he had said before, this is the covenant that I will make with them after those days, saith the Lord. I will put my laws into their hearts, and in their minds will I write them. And their sins and iniquities will I remember no more. Now where remission of these is, there is no more offering for sin. Having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter into the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way, which he hath consecrated for us through the veil, that is to say, his flesh, and having a high priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience, and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the profession of our hope without wavering, for he is faithful that promised. And let us consider one another to provoke unto love and to good works, and here it is, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as the manner of some is, but exhorting one another, and so much the more as ye see the day approaching. And so you can see that the immediate context of Hebrews 10:25 is talking about the works of the Lord Jesus Christ for us on the cross. And because of what Jesus Christ did for us, we are to draw near to God with a true heart. That's in verse 22. We are to hold fast the profession of our faith. That's in verse 23. And we are to consider one another and to encourage one another, to provoke one another unto love and good works. That's verse 24. But it doesn't stop there. It says in verse 25, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together, as the manner of some is. You see, beloved, it's important that we do not forsake the local church. Why? Well, not just because it's a command, but simply because of what Jesus Christ has done for us on the cross. And the fact of the matter is that since Jesus Christ went to the cross for us, for those of us who are saved and those of us who are born again, we should be willing to go to church for Jesus Christ. Think about that. Since Jesus Christ went to the cross for each and every one of us, and for those of us who are born again, we should be willing to go to church for Him. Throughout the course of this week now, we're going to be talking about the concept of not forsaking the church. And I trust that you'll be there by the radio. If you are a regular attender of the local church, if you are involved with your local church, then I believe that this series of messages will just be an encouragement to you. But if you happen to be an individual who has forsaken the local church, it is my prayer that this particular study will be a challenge to you to get back involved in the local church. So I want to thank you for joining us today. Be by the radio again tomorrow. Until then, I'm Pastor Gary Dull saying, keep looking up, for Jesus could come again today. Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Gary, for that very practical study from the Bible. What a blessing it is to learn from the pages of Scripture through your clear teaching. Beloved, here at the Way of Truth Ministries, we have a genuine desire to serve you spiritually. If you have a prayer request or desire a copy of the notes or outlines or even a CD of today's program, please contact us. There's no charge for the materials, but we would appreciate a donation of $5 for the notes and $10 for the CD to defray the cost of shipping and handling. Our address is The Way of Truth Ministries, 315 40th Street, Altoona, Pennsylvania, 16602. You can reach us by email at wot@wotbm.org. Please visit our website at www.wotbm.org. Thanks so much for joining us today. We'd love to hear from you. We're looking forward to being with you on our next Living Truth broadcast. Until then, on behalf of Pastor Gary Dull, I'm Jim O'Brien saying, God be with you till we meet again.